I was wondering, our tradition here in a lot of monasteries, and I don't know how it was in Thailand, but in terms of here we, during our third vasa, we go to another monastery. Mm-hmm. I think that was something, moving around was also something that happened too in Thailand. And I was wondering if you could share a little bit about that and the role that plays in our training.
Well, I think, one is here, we take that opportunity, third pansa, to experience practice in another place, another situation. Usually one's been, say, in Anagarika for a year, after training for several months, been in Anagarika for a year. Been a novice for a year, been a monk for a couple of years, and probably ready for something. And so then having the opportunity to go and study at another monastery, generally it would be within our tradition, and so that there's some continuity. But it's an opportunity to view one's own training and one's own community with fresh eyes coming back, or while one's away, and then getting a perspective on the training from a different teacher, different angle, different way of approaching. And that's usually very helpful. Here in America, choices are pretty limited, which I like. That was one of the frustrations I felt at Wat Nanachat was monks were always moving, and it was really hard to develop a feeling of community, a continuity of community, because people are coming and going all the time. And it wasn't as if they were coming and going of doing anything bad, but there wasn't a steadiness of over time. So it was hard to develop a strong feeling of community here. With just being in America, then we have, it's only recently that we've got two options to go to in America. So so what it has done is created a strong sense of whoever's here is generally committed to being here, and that creates stronger community and I think a lot more kind of competence in dealing with other human beings, and just having to live in close quarters with people over time. It's just the mind easily conjures up some irritation or some kind of idea of what somebody else is. What somebody else is thinking, what they mean by what they're doing, and it's just usually conjured up out of one's own particular biases and confusion, and if you keep moving, then it's all very real. But if you live with it and watch it and see it change, and then you end up saying, "Oh, Mom, why did I think that? That's really weird." And you get to know somebody and you realize, oh, they're very different than what I thought they were. And it's a... so there's a lot more. I think maturity in dealing with people. So in terms of practice and in terms of skills of community, one, of course, having that continuity is great. And but then, you know, it's nice to have a break and both to see another community, how they do things, because sometimes people will come back from being away with ideas that are been implemented here, and it's been really useful for the community.